This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. The Northern Colorado Regional Airport resumed commercial service today after 4 years. CPR's Matt Bloom says flights to Burbank, California are now twice weekly.
There are about 600,000 people that live within 30 miles, and so having an airport here that has commercial service that can connect to other parts of the country is what local elected officials say is a huge step forward for the region's economic growth.
Fort Collins and Loveland are the area's largest cities. A bill to add the site of a Japanese internment camp in southern Colorado to the National Parks System is before a Senate subcommittee. The House already approved making Camp Amachi a National Historic Site. At its peak, the camp held over 7,300 people, two-thirds of whom were U.S. citizens. Hundreds of Afghan refugees are expected to arrive in Colorado. Dr. Vin Chung of Colorado Springs fled Vietnam more than 40 years ago.
I think the biggest challenge is to see it not as a problem, but we see refugees as people. And once we recognize them as people full of potential, full of ability, that we could see them as potential to bring diversity into our culture, especially here in Colorado.
Chung says kindness shown to his family helped him become a doctor. I-70 at the Eisenhower Tunnel is open again. A semi-truck crashed and caught fire late last night near Silverthorne. The truck driver was killed. Chance of thunderstorms along the northern Front Range tonight and a chance of showers in the mountains. This is CPR News.